For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At the White House, they celebrated the 4th of July as President Trump hosted American military families.
The men, the women of the United States military, these are our finest. Thank you very much.
A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a four-hour standoff. Annette Guidino with the activist group Rise and Resist says they were there to put the focus on immigration.
We went out there to bring a really clear message that we oppose the immigration policies of this administration, the tearing apart of families, the militarization of the border, and it stands against everything that the 4th of July and the Statue of Liberty stands for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is expected to finalize his choice for the Supreme Court in the next few days before making the announcement public on Monday. He spoke directly with seven potential candidates for the opening. That includes Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who has no particular judicial experience, but is a hardline conservative. If there's a favorite, court watchers believe it is Amy Coney Barrett of the Seventh Circuit. She could be the first conservative female on the court, someone who has previously questioned the Roe v. Wade precedent. Rescuers won't attempt to move a teenage soccer team trapped in a northern Thailand cave system until tomorrow or the next day. Time is running short to rescue the group, who have already been down there for 11 days. They say it's difficult because they have a very small window to get the boys out before the torrential monsoon rains start again and the chambers could flood entirely. The boys have been practicing with scuba gear so they can be ready. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Arizona family murder case has turned out to be unusual, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
First, it's a case in which a mother is alleged to have killed her own son, but it's also the ages of the two involved that make it sort of unusual. The 92-year-old Arizona woman charged with first-degree murder for the death of her son, who was 72. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says Anna Mae Blessing shot and killed her son, believing he was about to place her in an assisted living facility. Police say Blessing approached her son armed with two pistols that were concealed in her bathrobe. They began arguing over his treatment of her, and she allegedly shot him. She now faces first-degree murder charges, kidnapping, and aggravated assault. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wildfires in the West continue to take their toll. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell had an update on the High Chateau fire that's destroyed seven Colorado homes.
We still have a lot of people that are still affected in evacuation zones. You know, I'm very joyful in the fact that we're able to get some folks in, but I'm still sad that we aren't able to get others into their homes yet.
In Utah, more residents have been ordered to evacuate their homes as crews struggle to gain control over a wildfire burning near a popular fishing reservoir. So far, it's destroyed about 30 structures. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.